I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up. Hands.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Again, we want to thank God for this day and thank God for who he is. And we want to thank God for our pastor and his absence and Sister Dunkley. And we thank God for my husband and officers and members here at Mount Olive. I was just trying to do a little something different that we didn't have a musician, but I know we can always sing congregational hymns and to lift up the Lord. Amen. But we can add a little more flavor to that. And so that's what I was trying to do, add some flavor to that. There is a word from the Lord that comes from 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 1 through 16. Let us read together. And I'm 1 through 16. Yes. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. And it reads, therefore, everybody say therefore.
Therefore.
Since God in his mercy, do y'all see what the script's saying? Therefore, since God in his mercy has given us a new way, we never give up. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only to people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. Y'all hear that? Who don't believe. And it says, they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching ourselves, but we preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are his servants for Jesus' sake, or your servants for Jesus' sake. For God said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of his son, Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Right. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our body, magnified in us. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to him together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord, it shall stand forever. I want to speak from the thought, verse 4 and 1, where the apostle said, we never give up. And in verse 16, he says the same thing. That is why we never give up. So I want to say to the church that we never give up. Paul is the writer, and he's writing to the church at Corinth to affirm his apostleship. Those who questioned his authority in Jesus Christ. In the church at Corinth, there were some false teachers, and they were exhorting themselves rather than exhorting God. And they were denying that Paul was a true apostle of Jesus Christ. So Paul writes to the church to refute these false teachings that was at Corinth. And he's also writing, Paul is, he's teaching and preaching and sometimes even rebuking the church. Paul was one that was always straightforward. And he urged them not to turn away from the truth, even when under pressure. When they experience trials, when we experience trials, it is so easy to want to be discouraged, to want to give up, to want to throw in the towel, to want to surrender, to want to succumb to the pressures of life. But here in our text, the writer encourages not to give up, not to faint, not to lose heart. For he said, for these light afflictions, Paul called it light afflictions, is just for a moment. Amen. And not to be compared to the greater glory that will be revealed to us at the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. So here, if you will walk with me in the scripture, and I think these truths will help us in our struggle. In verse 1, Paul, so he looks back at the mercy of God. And Paul is saying to the church at Corinthians, we're only here by the mercy of God. Amen. Only because of God's mercy that we stand here today, church. Amen. The Bible said in Lamentations, it is of the Lord's mercy that we have not been destroyed. For his mercy towards us is new what? Every morning. And it isn't because of our faithfulness, but it's because of the faithfulness of God. Amen. That's why we're standing here. Amen. So Paul said, when I look back and when I think about the mercy of God, when I think about all that the Lord has done for me on our behalf, come on, he says, that's why I'll never give up.
Yes.
I'm going to keep on moving on. Amen. And then look what he says. He says, and I reject all shameful deeds. Mm-hmm. Paul says, I reject all shameful deeds, all trickery, anything. That's what he says. I reject shameful deeds and underhanded methods. That's what the false teachers were doing. Yes. They were tricking the people. They were distorting the gospel. But Paul said, we're going to tell it like it is. And we're going to let the chips fall where they may. Amen. And you know, some people, they use all kind of gimmicks, all kind of tactics. They want you to get the prayer cloth. They want you to get the healing water. They want that get rich quick scheme. A lot of people fall for that. And the only reason why they're doing this is that they want to get you under their spell and they want to get your money. Yeah. So they undermine the gospel and then they point to themselves. You know, you send me this and I'll do this for you. But we're always to be pointing to Jesus Christ.
Come on.
So Paul says, we tell the truth and we tell it like it is. And wherever we go, and let the chips fall where they may. sake, because we're standing before you, but we're also accountable to God. So Paul said, we have to tell you the truth. We're standing before you.
That's right.
But we're not only standing before you, but we are accountable to God. And all of us, the Lord have called us for a purpose. All of us are on a mission, on a journey. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, that we are accountable to God for what we do and even what we don't do. If he told us to go, are we going? Are we doing? Are we doing what the Lord says? So we are accountable. So Paul says, we're standing before you in your presence, but we're also standing in the presence of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says we're all going to have to stand before him.
Yes.
And give an account of our deeds, whether they be good or whether they be bad.
Amen.
And so he says, we're going to preach this gospel. And let the chips fall wherever they may. And verse 8, he said, if the gospel, verse 3, if the gospel is hidden,
that's right.
He said, it's not because we're not preaching it.
That's right.
It's not because we're not telling people everywhere we go about the good news of Jesus Christ. It's not because we're not putting it out there. He said, but if the gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are dying, those who are perishing, to those who won't believe, to those who have rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life.
Amen.
He said, the God of this world,
which
is Satan,
come on,
has blinded them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how did he blind them? Because they refused to receive the light of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says in John's gospel that the light has come into the world.
That's right.
The light came and shined in darkness.
That's
but
right.
Darkness rejected the light because it wanted to keep on doing what it's doing. And you have people like that in the world today. They don't want to give up what they're doing. They like what they're doing. So they reject Christ. And they want to stay blind and in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
We were at one time blind.
Come on. Come on now.
Yeah, until the light of Christ what? Shone in our hearts.
Amen.
And the blindness fell off of our eyes.
There you go.
And that's how the blindness will come off, is when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior
Amen.
Of our lives.
Amen.
That's how the blindness will come off. So Paul says, if the good news is preached and is hidden, it's be hidden because those who have heard it is rejecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil is continuing to blind them to the
Amen.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are dying. And they don't know that they are dying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Paul says they are dying.
That's right.
They are unable. One thing he says, they can't see because they are blind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are blind, you cannot see. Only Christ can take the scales, the blindness off our eyes.
Yes.
That's why we sing the song Amazing Grace.
Come on. Now.
How sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Now.
What, I was blind?
Come on.
But it's the amazing grace of God. We were blind,
yes.
But those who have received Christ, now we can see.
Now.
Only through the grace of God
Amen.
Did that happen in our lives.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the only way that men can be made to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the light will shine in darkness.
Amen.
He say they don't see, and then they don't understand.
All right.
This message about the glory of Christ, who is in the exact likeness of God. We never seen God.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen Christ, but we believe by what?
Amen.
By faith. The Bible says that just we walk and we live by what? By faith. We believe God's word. We stand on the promises of God's word.
Amen.
So they are in darkness. It's because they choose to live in darkness. It's nothing wrong, Paul say, with the gospel.
No.
And it was nothing wrong with Paul's preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
It's just that they chose to stay blind and in the dark. Yeah. And so Paul says here that we're not preaching about ourselves.
No.
He said, we didn't come, it's not about me. It's not even about you.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Right.
Jesus, he died for you.
Yeah.
I didn't die for nobody. Paul said, we didn't die for you.
No.
So it's not about us. Tell your neighbor, don't look at me. It's not about me. But it's all about Jesus Christ. He has the power to save.
Amen.
He has the power to deliver. So he said, it's not about us. We don't preach ourselves.
No.
We don't tell nobody that it's Paul or it's Peter. Yeah. He said, listen, in Corinthians, he said, now we water one plant.
Come on now.
Yeah, and another one water. So we're just servants of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
We're just messengers. We're servants.
That's right.
And so we're sowing, and another one is planting.
Come on.
But only God can give the increase.
There it is.
Only God can take the blindness off of our eyes. So he says, so we preach Christ is Lord, and we ourselves his servants for Jesus' sake.
Yeah.
For God who said, let there be light in darkness, he made that same light that we're talking about. It was God that shone that light into his heart. That's what Paul wants them to understand. We are no different from you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
God, the same God, is the same God that shone the light in our heart.
Amen.
And we received that light.
Amen.
And he said, this is the same God that I'm telling you about today.
Amen.
He says that the light in our heart, so we will know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Christ. He said, we now have this light shining in our heart. Look what Paul said, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jar.
Come on now.
You think about that. He said, we are just clay.
That's right.
But the Lord has entrusted this great treasure.
Come on.
Into these fragile jars.
Come on now.
Into these bodies. Into you and into me.
Yes.
Into the church.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He said he has entrusted this great treasure, this gospel of Jesus Christ, into fragile clay jars, inexpensive, undesirable jars. It's not like it was fine china. But God chose fragile human beings to place his great treasure in.
Amen.
Look what Paul said. He said he chose that.
That's right.
To put this great treasure. Now, you know, if you have something expensive and something that's valuable to you, you're going to make sure that it's secure. Even when you get packages through the mail, and when the thing that's on the inside is fragile, they put fragile on the outside so that the person handling that package will handle that package with care.
Come on now.
Yeah. And so God is putting his precious treasure in fragile people like
us.
Come
on now. Amen.
And the reason why God did that is so that when we take this gospel to the world, that the world will not look at us, but they'll look inside at the gift or the treasure that is inside the package.
Amen.
So that's what Paul is saying. God don't want the world to see you and me in such a way that they glorify us.
There you go.
But he wants them to see him.
That's
and
right.
He wants them to know that it's only by the excellence of his power. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. But it's by his spirit, said the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
So God, Paul said, he placed this great treasure. This makes it clear, he said, that the great power is from God and is not from ourselves. Yeah. And so when we want to bump our heads and be puffed up, you tell your neighbor, say, you know, don't get the big head.
That's right.
Because it's not about you. Yeah. But it is amazing and it is wonderful that God chose us.
Yes.
That he chose the church. It's amazing and it's wonderful to know that that's how much God cared and trusted us.
Yes.
So Paul says, we are troubled, we are pressed.
Right.
Other words, Paul said, we're going through some things. It's not easy, my brothers and sisters, to take this gospel to the world. It's not easy. Some people don't want to hear. And so Paul says to the church, he said, it's not easy. We are pressed on every side. He says, trouble is in our way on every side. Every which way we turn, we run into trouble. Every time I try to do good, he says evil is always present. He said we are pressed on every side by trouble, but we won't allow it to crush us because of the treasure that is in us. He says we are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. We are not discouraged, even though sometimes we don't understand what's going on. Yeah, even though sometimes we have to cry on this journey. He said, but we are not discouraged. We are not in despair. He said, we are hunted down sometimes like animals. Men seeking to destroy us. He says here, but he says, but never abandoned by God.
Amen.
So though our friends may abandon us, though family may abandon us, though even some of our church members may leave and desert us, but we are never, he says, abandoned by God. Yeah, we're never abandoned by God. He says, though, look what he says here. He says, through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies.
Come on now.
So Amen. Paul says, I won't give up.
No.
I won't give up.
Amen.
Though I'm pressed on every side.
Come on.
Trouble always in the way. But we won't give up.
No.
Yeah, he said, though I'm crushed,
perplexed
sometimes, confused, and but I won't be discouraged. I won't give up. Though I'm hunted down like animals, abandoned by those who I thought was on my side, but never abandoned by God.
Amen.
I won't give up. Though I've been knocked down, but not destroyed,
Amen.
I won't give up.
Give up.
Anybody ever been knocked down? Anybody ever been discouraged?
Yeah.
Tired of being talked about?
Uh-huh.
I say to you, don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up.
Man.
Don't be discouraged. Yeah.
Man.
Paul said, I've been beaten.
Yes.
I've been thrown in prison.
Come on now.
But I won't give up. I've been stoned and left for dead.
That's right.
But I won't give up.
Give up.
I've been shipwrecked, in danger of drowning. But I won't give up. I've faced robbers. My own people have turned against me. But I won't give up. I've been hungry and I've been thirsty. But I won't give up. He said, I'm going to continue to preach the gospel because I know in whom I believe. And I believe God. And I believe in the promises of God. And just as God raised Jesus from the dead, I know that one day this same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will raise us up with Jesus and present us to him with you. And that's why I won't give up. Paul say all these things are happening, but it's for your sake. Sometimes God uses our misfortune, our discomfort, our trials for the sake of others, to bring others into the kingdom of God. And I say to you, Mount Olive, though the road may get rough and the hills may be hard to climb, but I pray that you would hang in there and come up and don't give up. Yeah. Yeah. The sea may rage.
Come on now.
Yeah. But don't give up.
Hang in there.
Yeah. People may leave you and disappoint you.
Yeah.
But don't give up. They may laugh at you and mock you. But don't give up. Paul said there's a greater glory He said, these afflictions that we are going through right now is just for a moment. Somebody say they're just temporary.
Come on,
but there's far more weight and glory that await us at the coming of Jesus Christ. That's why we got to hang in there, Mount Olive. And we got to run on to see what the end's going to be. I say, don't give up. Yeah, but look up.
Come on.
Yeah, if you don't give up, but look up and call upon the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus went to Calvary one day, hung bled and died on an old rugged cross, took him down and put him in the grave. He stayed there 3 days and three nights. But on the third day, the Bible say that the grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? He got up early that Sunday morning with all power in his hands. That's why I won't give up. Yeah, I won't give up. I can't turn back. I've come too far. And I can't give up. Hang in there, Mama.
Hang in there.
It's going to get rougher. But don't give up. Stay on the battlefield. Fight the good fight like a good soldier. And one of these days we'll be able to say like Paul, I fought a good fight. And I kept the faith. I finished my course. And now is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord thy God shall give me. And not only me, but to everyone who love his appearing.
Amen.
Don't give up, my love. Hang in there.
Amen.
There may be somebody here today. The devil has blinded you to the light of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But you've heard the gospel. And faith, the Bible says, comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So you have the opportunity to come and give your life to Jesus. He didn't say it was going to be a bed of roses. But what I love about it, he promised that he would be with us all the way, not part of the way. Some people go part of the way. But Jesus promised he'd go all the way with us. He would hold our hand as we walk through.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Come on. Go on.
God love you. And he paid a price that no other person could pay.
Amen.
He shed his precious blood.
Amen.
For you and I. He took our place.
Come on.
It should have been me. Somebody say, it should have been me. You heard the song say, it should have been me.
Should have been me.
It should have been me. It should have been you. But Jesus took our place.
Amen.
He stood,
thank you,
Mother,
Lord,
in our stead.
Thank you, Lord. Right.
And that's why I won't give up, because I'm grateful.
Man.
I'm grateful for what the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
I don't deserve it.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why he loves us so, but he loves us.
Amen.
We have done what the Lord has called for us to do.
Amen.
And we pray,
thank you,
that even when you get discouraged, think about what the Lord has done.
Man.
And he's still doing.
Man.
Yeah, he hasn't quit.
No.
You may feel like you're going through and that you're all alone and that nobody really cares. But the writer says, I've been abandoned by others, but never abandoned by God. And he promised that he wouldn't abandon us. He said he'll never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Do you believe God? And if you believe him, even when it get rough, you won't give up.
Amen. All right. Hang in there. All right.
Jill, we thank God for this day again. Amen. And thank God for his word. Amen. And we thank God for all.